Blog Talk Radio.
Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California. Quite a show tonight we've got planned. I've got my good friend Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes is going to be here with us. She has some pretty high-powered friends out there, and they're not all together alive. And that's kind of an interesting thing, and I've got a few of my own like that I've been finding out lately, and a lot of strange things happening in the world. That said, we took their advice, these folks that are not in the flesh, and decided to make a show around some of what they do. And so we are going to do a little bit of work tonight with EVP. And as the folks at TAPS say with that canned speech they do at every episode, electronic voice phenomena, are things that you can, are voices that you can you don't hear at the time they're made, but they're impressed upon electronic recording equipment, tape recorders, video cameras, the audio track on a video camera, even of all things, record players, or the old-fashioned Victrolas that people used to record on would get EVPs, reel-to-reel tape, all that kind of thing. And that was Patty Larkin there that did our little intro for us. I love that. That's from the movie Evolution. And I kind of like that. It just has this kind of interesting flavor to it. And let me see. Is the chat room going well? I don't know if I've got the chat room in gear here. I'm going to go ahead and recheck that and reload the chat room and see if I'm getting connected, because I'm having a little fun with the chat room tonight. Here we go. Entering the room. Okay, we've got Dominica Amore. We got Quinny tilde AP, Thundercracker. I've seen you around. I remember you. Welcome back, everybody. Good to see all you guys. We're going to be doing some, as I was saying, we're going to be doing some stuff here that's a little different. I have the Ovilus, one of the limited number ever made that Bill over at Digital Dowsing made, and I picked this up for $299 when they were still available. He's coming up with a newer, lower cost model that may incorporate a few improvements, and it's going to be a kind of a combination of the digital puck that he used to sell and the Ovilus. But this one is going to be a collector item, and still works great. I use it for different cases, and it gets tossed in the bag with everything else. So we're going to try a little bit of that later on. We're going to do a conventional EVP session. We're going to talk about how to conduct an EVP session if you've never done it before. There's Karen. Hey, how's Phoenix? Because we got hit with all the weather, and it's coming your way. So, yeah, and trees down everywhere here. Another round of it. More chainsaws. Anyway, it's a great time to do EVP work here, by the way, too, with all the energy in the air. Some people think the elemental energies stir things up and bring out spirits, and I firmly believe that. So, definitely get your recorders out tonight. Do a little EVP. We're going to do EVP, though, here on air, and give this a try. We've never done this before, and so we're going to see how well it goes. Kathy came up with the idea. I was talking with her last night in one of our frequent conversations, and she said mentioned the idea, and it came from her friends, and I liked it, and so we're going to try it. I also have a Frank's box connected into the mixer panel. Don't know how well that's going to work, but we're going to try it out. I've used it before with basically recording the sounds through the air to my one of my Sony digital recorders. And we basically were able to get some very, very clear EVP, which was just a mind blower. It was actually some personal information about my family that I did not even ask for that came through, and I was really impressed with this. I really thought that the whole Frank's Box thing was kind of a joke and didn't think much about it, and this impressed me. So we're going to try it on air. It may or may not work, you know, bear with me, but what I will ask is that after the show, for those of you who listen and those of you in the archive downloads who do listen to the show, if you do hear something, you know, play it on your MP3 player and look at the how many seconds into the recording that you may have heard something, and see if you can just email that to us. And you can either, if you have a Blog Talk Radio account, you can just contact me at my Blog Talk email. Or if you go to the Ghostwriter Investigations page, it's www.ghost-writer-investigations.com. There's a contact page, and you can just drop the information in there, and that'll get to me. And what we'll do afterwards is I'll clip any of those that come back, and we'll play them back on a future show. And if this does turn out to be a success, we'll probably end up doing this again in the future. I am going to bring Kathy on. She's been patiently waiting out there. And he'll hit the switchboard here, so here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Do we have a spirit woman out there?
No, this woman's really living.
Oh, you
I'm
have
having
flesh
a ball.
On your, you have flesh on your bones, dear. That is good. That is good. No, we don't want you to know have flesh on your bones. Okay, we'll talk to ones that already left. Okay, this is good. Anyway, hey, that was a great idea that you came up with yesterday. I liked it so much. I was just could hardly wait to get off of work. Although I had to pick my way through a few down trees here getting home, but I grabbed everything out, and looks like a science experiment here at the reserve studio. I've got wires hanging all over. I have the Frank's box up over my head with the wire hanging out, so it's out of the way to the mixer box. So it's a crapshoot. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, what's that?
Have you got any trees left?
We have. We're on 7.2 acres here at the broken. What I've now, and I think I'm just going to name it that, and actually get a sign cut for this. We've had so much damage in the past year. We're going to call it the Broken Tree Ranch. And we've got roughly 10 cord of wood down, and that's about how much is going to have to be cut up, and we're about a cord and a half into the cleanup. So there's going to be a lot more coming down and a lot of thinning going on, so it's just going to be bulldozer work, me with the chainsaw and me yelling, run! And do that quite often for the next probably about 8 weeks to get that all done with. And who knows, I may end up looking really sprightly out of it. So, anyway, you've done a lot of this kind of work in the past, Kathy. I mean, with your association with CJEVP and Christine, with the work she's done.
Yes, we used to do a radio show for 2.5 years, and during that time, you're bound to get something. And I'd say about the last 6 months, we started getting these voices that pretty much male, some very few female, but we would start to get these voices. At first, we thought it was a bleed through from Blog Talk Radio, but found out it wasn't. So the only thing we had left, because she was by herself in her house and I was by myself in mine, and we were the only two talking. So it happened to be EVPs, and we started listening, you know, more clearly. But we had proof on archives. We didn't need to run any EVP, you know, recorders or anything. So I thought that was great.
Well, we're going to try that technique. I've got the ovulus is just going to do broadcast to the microphone over the air. It's loud enough, and then the Frank's box. Because you guys weren't doing any of this stuff. I've got the high tech sort of crazy tools, you know, I collect because that's the kind of guy I am. But you guys were just talking, and the stuff was coming in.
Yeah, we were just talking, regular talking, and a lot of sometimes it was while we were talking, and it was just, I guess it was the energy that we created that brought them in, but it was fascinating. Mm. I just loved it. That's a voice. We hear a voice.
Well, you know, it was funny because I hardly ever download my own show to listen to it. I mean, I'll run sound checks, but you know, once I do a show, it's over. You know, I just go on to the next one. And I'm planning the next thing, and so now it's going to be. You know, I'll have to definitely download this one, but I'm going to ask the audience definitely. You know, give it a listen if you can run some of the. You know, run through, and if you do hear something, mark the time, and we definitely will get back to it. I think we probably will end up doing this. You know. Fairly regularly, just because it's already been fun to put the whole thing together, and I can make this a permanent setup here in the alternate studio. So, with that said,
Can I say something before you go on? John has agreed to do at least once a month. I'm hoping once a month on a Thursday to come over there and do spiritual and paranormal. You know, a show at least once a month. I'm hoping every Thursday, but not this Thursday, but any other Thursday. But even this Thursday if you want to, but yeah, and I'm just tickled to death. Nick and I both.
Okay, well yeah, I think I'm free tomorrow, so I could pop on you know, probably same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Okay. All righty, we can set it up.
In the Batmobile and get over there and be spiritual, man. And somebody in the chat room, I'm just trying to back this up a little bit, somebody was calling you Kathy's distant giggles.
Yeah, that's my Dominica. My dog.
And she's funny. She's also, you know, rightly suggesting we do call in loving energy spirits. So I used to lead meditations way, way, way long ago, and I'm a little bit out of it practice with that. But I'm just going to basically just call out, you know, and ask everybody to join in who is going to work in this little experiment we're doing, and ask that we call in the highest energies, the highest light, to come in and be with us. If you all take a deep breath, and I've been working hard all day, so it actually feels good. Just call in some good spirits, bring it out through the top of your head, ground your feet. Don't cross your legs, you know, just put them flat on the ground. Keep taking some deep breaths and think about all the good spirits. Maybe you want some to come through and make their presence known. And what I'll do is we'll do standard call-outs. And for those of you who don't know or who haven't done a lot of EVP work, generally what we do is we'll have an audio recorder. In this case, we've got Blog Talk as the recorder. We'll be out in the field or in a distant location or just in our own home doing a session. And we'll call out and ask basic questions, and we wait about 15 to 20 seconds, sometimes 30 seconds, depending on just how it feels at the time, and see what we get in. So at this point, I'm just going to go ahead, and we'll do about 5 minutes of this. And I will also say that just before we start that for those wanting to dial in and also ask questions during these sessions, the number is 646-478-0377, or in the chat room, pop your question in and I'll see it, and I will ask that question. So go ahead and run those up. I'm just going to start with some basics. If there's any spiritual energies here on the Broken Tree Ranch where I live, that would like to make their presence known. We're on a nationwide radio show here and would like to hear who you are. If you could go ahead and run a little bit of energy in and try to get your voice into our computers, we'd like to hear that. Now we'll wait a little bit. Now, is there you were saying a male energy, Kathy, and that's kind of what I would tend to think would do this. It's sort of a, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm going to ask, what is your name, whoever you are, or how many ever of you there are? Can you say your names, and we'll ask for that. Now, we've got a windstorm raging above me right now because the wind here was just extraordinary, and it's still rattling the trees, so there's an extraordinary amount of rain. So we've got some white noise in the background, which will actually help some of the EVP. Karen.
Energy, too.
Oh, yeah. Karen says, let the white light of Holy Spirit surround you like a protective bubble, letting only positive energy and love in or out. And Dominica says she thought she heard a bell. If someone is ringing a bell and using some sound to try to break through, please do that, and we'll go silent here for just a little while longer. And that was me. That was the chair making a squeak. Pup Jack is by Pooter. She's my detector. Dominique has a dog for a dog detector. That's good. I like that. Let's see. I don't know. I feel like there's a couple of interested entities just here in my place, and there we have four that are coming in regularly here on the property, because this is an old gold rush settlement that we live on top of. So we have a woman that is actually buried on the property in the north corner, and she does come in, and occasionally she'll walk in during a show and make her presence known to me, and sometimes she'll tap on things, and it's definitely her, because the hair on my arm all will go straight. So if that is you, if you can make your presence known like you did last Halloween, when you came through on my recorder, could you go ahead and speak into the microphone or get to the computer and make your presence known to us? Okay, and Karen asks if we know their names. I did at one time. There's a guy named Jake that's one of the men, and there's another gentleman, and I don't remember his name right off. I'm going to have to go back and look on the EVPs that I have. The name of the woman we get is something like an Ann or Annie, and there's been a number of psychics who think that she was actually killed there. She witnessed something she wasn't supposed to back then in 1850s, and that's where she was buried. And we actually have an EVP of her saying, "You're standing right over me," and it's very clear. So we actually went down and made a promise on Halloween evening. My mother and me. My mother's also sensitive, and she came in. I actually used EMF recorder or EVP recorders, and I used an EM pump to add a little extra energy. And when I turned that thing on, stuff started happening. But she actually was very touched that we actually were remembering her, and she said as much. And so we are going to be in the spring here. I'm going to cut a couple of trees away from her area, and we're putting in some flowering bulbs and a few posies there, and we'll keep it watered. So it's just going to be a nice little place, and we'll put a stone up for her and do our best to carve one. So we think that'll be a nice gesture, and I think that'll make her rest a little easier. We've always had strange feelings over there, and it was always spooky, but we also saw an awful lot of shadows over the years that would walk through the home here. And, that's toned down a bit, although we do have them, as I've said before in past shows. They come in when Dad, my father, begins having a little bit of medical trouble. They'll show up a little more. And that's family coming in, not so much the local ghosts. But these ones, they are curious sometimes about what we're doing, and they're curious about the show. So hopefully they're going to come in here and do their thing. Now, the ones, Kathy, that you had, you said they were mostly male energies. Were they ones you'd run into before, or were they the same type of persons that were coming in all the time?
It seemed that way. It seemed like it was the same person. But I know at times it can be different ones and sound the same. But, no, it sounded like the same one. I don't know if it was coming from her house. I didn't feel it was coming from mine, so it must have. And who knows? It could have been coming down the line. You never know. I don't know how they do that, but they are energy, and I'm sure they can just produce it for both of us from the line itself. But it's amazing. But yeah, I have a ghost here named Beth, and she's about 16 when she passed, around the late 1800s, early 1900s. And she never had the chance to be with any men or love, ever have anybody to love her, and this is what she's told me. But she still craves that, I guess because she craved it before she passed. She still craves that man's touch, I guess you want to say. So she's a thinker.
Well, Beth, if you're there, go ahead and make your presence known to us, Beth. We'd like to hear. I'm hearing something in the headphones. There's like a strange.
I'm sorry.
Oh, is that your heater? Okay, I was wondering about that. But anyway, Beth, if you're there, let's go ahead and ask you to come in for us, and let's see if you come through and are able to impress yourself on the show, and we'll be able to hear you later when we play it back. So please come through with a message.
And she loves deep voices.
She does, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is Barry Wyatt. I'm the EVP man. I can go low. And Joe C. has just come in. Good to see you, my friend. All right, Beth, one more chance. We'll go about 20 seconds, and then we'll move on with that. And then we'll ask for anybody else to, if anybody has, she'd like John, you know, if anybody else in the audience there has some question that they want to ask of a spirit, go ahead and put it into the chat room or call in, and we will bring you on, or I'll just read off your question. So with that, Beth, anything last thing before we move on? No, I thought I heard something there.
I did too.
I thought I heard something like a whisper, but it'll come through in the playback, and that's a nice part. I mean, instead of having to have the recorder, it'll just be online. I've never done this, so this should be an interesting experiment.
I did whisper, though. I really did.
Oh, what's that?
I did hear the whisper. I really did.
Well, I heard something just as you were talking, just before you talked, I heard another of that same kind of thing. So I'm not sure what it is, but it will probably come through. Now, one of the things that, you know, since we're going to do this show about EVP, I don't know how many of you online listening right now or in the chat room actually do EVP. I know Karen has come up here. She actually came up here about, early last November, and spent some time. And yeah, Karen heard some stuff. And Quinny, yeah, good idea. Wear headphones for this, because this is definitely that kind of show. You're going to need it.
Quinny, he does EVPs, yes. And I think Kestrel does. Stan, he does.
So you all know the basics of it. You know, I won't have to do any elementary teaching here. That's good. One thing I will talk about, though, is I have, I'm going to just digress briefly. We'll take a break from doing this particular session, and move into talking a little bit about, so those of you who are doing EVP work, one of the things I've been noticing with a lot of people out there, including my friend Spencer, who's, Spencer Hughes is now a member of my team, and he does the Fox Across America show, and he hunts with us pretty regularly. And I noticed he was having trouble finding some of his evidence, and I gave him a few pointers about how you construct file systems to store your information and store EVPs and photos and, the video evidence that you get. And so what I did is I thought I'd just put together a little zip file before the show. And there's on the show page where it's describing this particular show that's in operation right now are a few tiny URL links. And there's a presentation on EVP there with a few basic facts. And then there's a zip file with just a basic file structure with just basically a kind of a skeleton of how to lay out your evidence and how to store it better. And what's nice about this is it's just you can actually store by year, by the case, and set up your case numbers and vary this to what you're already used to doing. You can actually just incorporate the ideas. This is only meant to be an idea generator, not just something as a complete system. But what it'll do is it'll help you get basically a handle on your evidence. And one of the things I do in my EVP work is I have a pristine folder for the pristine evidence that we do not change any of that evidence at all. That's as it was when we got it. Then when I go to do the EVP work and I'm doing clips, I have a standard structure for that, and I'll bring the original copy. I'll copy that over to the editing folder, named the same exact thing, and then I do my clips off of that, and we do everything in terms of the extract from with 0 hours, say, let's say it's 0 hours, 1 minute, 2 seconds. We put that right in the file name, and then at the end of the file name, we put in just a short synopsis of whatever the spirit said. And that makes it really, really good for being able to find things again. A lot of people just don't realize how difficult it is, especially if you get a lot of EVPs like we do, to actually find things. So, you know, doing it by year and then the case date and the case number or case description, and then having these standard structures under that just is an amazingly effective way of doing things. And there's another really neat tool that I'll recommend also that a lot of people don't realize really will ease your task of finding your stuff. But you can actually go out to Google and get the Google Desktop product. And what it is it's a desktop search engine, and it'll index all your files. And for those of you who are, you know, doing the things like what we do, when you dump all that evidence on a system, there's no better way than to have this tool to be able to go out there and find, case files, descriptions of things, all your documents. Go ahead and download that and put that on, and I think you'll like what happens. It'll make things a little better for you, and you can quickly get to things. Another tool we recommend is this is kind of get a little technical, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. How many of you have, when you go to save like a Word document or you are editing, looking at an MP3 recording, and you see if you take the file and you right-click and click on properties, there will be all this information about the artist and about, the year and the date it was recorded and everything about that particular recording, and that's called metadata. And what metadata is in our terminology, metadata is data about data. So this is basically just a nice little summary sheet of what this file is about. There are tools out there, both in the Windows world and me I use Linux for most of my work, but there are tools that let you actually go out and mass edit files, these particular properties of files, and this it can get a little esoteric, but let me tell you what, when you've got thousands like I do, I depend on these tools because I can mass touch these files, all these files from a case, and say, here's all the metadata for these particular files, and I can edit 100 EVPs at one time and impress on them all the information I want to have about them, and that comes in handy when you're searching for them. So just a little something to get you thinking about. Not to try to get you to, immediately remember every last detail I just said, but it'll start getting that clicking in your head. There's some new ways to do these things. I'll do a more detailed article on this on the GRA website. We're doing some presentation work for basics for people, but we're going to get into a little bit more advanced stuff. Yeah, Quinny here has Mac does the same thing with data from cams and voice recorders. Yeah, Mac and even some of the Sony software will do an awful lot of that. They'll come through and do an awful lot to try to catalog as much as they can for you. But the problem with gathering paranormal evidence is, unfortunately, the more you get, the more you have to try to work with it and try to mold it. And you need tools that will help you do massive amounts of edit work with a minimum of effort. So, at a minimum, just to, if nothing else, just use the little case structure idea that I'm presenting. Try that out. Adapt it to what you think will work better for you. And also try the Google desktop approach. Just that alone, those two steps alone will save you a ton of effort. And finally, I think the final thing before we try a little bit of work with the ovulus, one other thing, and actually there's two items here. One is the very act of getting the evidence. When you get home from a particular research case, we do this often, we get home, and the last thing you want to look at, because you're wiped out and you're tired and you don't want to do an awful lot other than just go relax because you've been up all night, you know, chasing ghosts, is to, in the morning when you get up, you really need to grab all the evidence while you remember where everything is and get it into a file, all the paperwork. Then we have an evidence computer. Now, I'm actually broadcasting right now off of my evidence computer. It's a dual-purpose machine. So all the evidence gets checked into the evidence computer immediately before I lose it. And that's how, and it goes into those folder structures, like I've the link I've shared with you. It goes into those folder structures, and it's immediately saved off, and then I know I've got it. Then I do the analysis over, you know, X number of, you know, hours, time, you know, a week, 2 weeks, sometimes more. Finish that, run my case report, and what ends up happening then is I actually make a backup copy. I have a USB hard drive, and I'll actually back that up onto the USB hard drive, and then I put that in a safe location away and out of the room from the computer, the evidence computer, the check-in computer. That's just so if we have a case where, you know, something happens to the building, I don't lose all my files. And finally, the third thing is if you go out on the Ghost Rider investigation site, the GRI site, you'll see our gallery. And we take our very best stuff and we load it up there. And that's basically those servers are on a computer system down in Los Angeles. I'm up in California. So now we've got a third location where our information is safely tucked away. And so you kind of see what I'm getting at. I've spread my resources out. I've got a way of getting things back. And believe me, it's saved my tail more than once when I've gotten a little bit out of step and think I have something and then I realize I don't. More often than not, I've actually loaded it up online if I've been diligent, and I can grab it you know, at my leisure and pull it down. So, you know, think about these things when you're doing your investigations because it'll really help you. And, always critique what you're doing when you're out investigating. How could you do things better the next time around? And we do that all the time on the GRI hunts. When we do finish a case, we tend to sit down and do a debrief, and we just basically run an EVP recorder and say, okay, roundtable, you know, talk about what you had happen to you, you know, and each person gets their chance to, in a kind of a go-around circle until it gets back to the originator, and then we cut it off, and off we go. And more often than not, we get EVPs during the debrief. So it's turned out to be a valuable technique for us, and hopefully you'll be able to get something out of it. And let's see, we've got Kestrel. Kestrel is taking off. And we've got Gary from UKPN. Good to see you. I believe you're in the United Kingdom. That's good to see an international person showing up. So anyway, we're going to do some ovulus work. Kathy, have you ever worked with these?
Yes, once, and I love it, but I'd love to own one. But that's it, just using one, and I had a ball.
Well, we're going to try it out. I found the best way to work with these is, maybe if you and I did a little bit of questioning back and forth, and we'll try the same spirits. Maybe we can see if they can come through and make their presence known. The thing with an ovulus, when you fire it up, it's unstable for a certain period of time, and it finally will kind of settle down. So we're going to get a few birds in the beginning. Now, they may actually be influencing it at the beginning, but it tends to settle down, and then you'll start getting some things. So we can try roughly about 5 minutes worth of this and see how it goes, and take it from there. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this on and run this. Can you hear that?
Again.
Okay, I'm going to hold this.
Religion.
Religion.
Friend.
Friend.
You're right.
I never.
Peter.
Peter.
Cars.
Apple. It sounded like he said ether.
Light.
Right. Oh, you're talking about the light there, my
stare.
Friend. Stare?
Yes. Butter.
Butter.
Blend.
He keeps saying friend.
Step.
Step?
Remote.
Oh, are you out on the step outside my little studio here?
Minute.
I know, Karen. Karen said
fart?
You have. Yeah, it said fart. That's right.
It said fart.
Do ghosts fart? Do they really do?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Kind of give silent but deadly a whole new meaning. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. About this.
Oh, no.
What is his name?
I don't know, but I'm still laughing about the ghost fart. God, if I keep doing this, I'm going to have Julia Childs will suddenly drop by for a visit. I haven't been for a while. Oh, it's wonderful. The ghost farts are just wonderful. Oh, yes. Oh, Kathy, it's so wonderful to have you here. Yes. Are you upstairs? Come in, please. Safe. All right. Candor. Oh, yes.
Is that his
Come
name?
On. Candor? Is your name Candor? I think it's stabilized out now. Karen's sitting around busting.
I wonder if they smell.
Oh, gee. Well, you know, it's, kind of a, ghost fart. I guess it's sort of, no, that's scary, John. Now it does has settled down. Now, what I will tell you about Ovilus, the way it works, it's basically an EMF detector tied into a computer that's got a 512-word dictionary. The thing that we find is so interesting is that it will occasionally come over and, oh, it's like in the humor. That's it. Candor is humor, Quinny is saying, yes. So it's laughing at us, I think. But anyway, it will occasionally come up with words, even in dictionary mode, that are not programmed into it. And so it
I
seems
know.
Like
that freaks me out.
Yeah. So if you're there, pipe in any time. We'll just continue talking while you figure out how to work this. And I'm going to move the
recording.
Oh, what did you just say?
West. Ranger.
Granger? Ranger.
That's what it sounded like, Ranger. What is his name?
What is your name?
Property.
Oh, your name is Property. No, I don't think so.
Mel?
Is your
That's
name Mel?
Female's name. Oh, that might be your woman around the house.
It. Well, the woman that's funny, I've actually, right in the exact spot where she materialized.
Right.
That might be her because I'm
camera.
Camera.
Angel.
Whoa.
Ghost.
Angel. Angel ghost.
Oh.
Turn.
Turn. It's wanting me to turn. I'm looking around. Looking around my studio, I don't see anything.
Slay.
Fly.
Quick.
Fly quick.
Not.
This is wild. I've never had this thing do this kind of stuff. All right, so you made
light.
Your... Light. You keep bringing that up about the light. Are you down here with us? Are you here in the studio? Or are you at over at
Surgery.
Catherine? Surgery.
Is that how she died?
Well, we think that she was murdered, and we think that what happened was that she had her two different people.
Blender.
Indicative. We think that two different
Error.
People. She knows how to get in there and really pipe in. We think she was killed had her neck broken or was just basically beaten to death and then dumped in a shallow grave. And we've always had these just very, very dark feelings when we've been out over in that part of the property. And when we first moved here, nobody really talked about it. We just never really felt comfortable there. And as
Potter.
Potter. That's an interesting name. It said Potter.
So Nell Potter?
Yeah, Nell Potter. I don't know that. Is
Cars.
Cars. Did you die in a car accident? Are you
died.
Died? Wow. And, you know, we had a CHP officer killed about a mile away. This was actually made national headlines. This was in 2007, I believe. He was actually run over by a man in an expensive sports car. He was on a chase with police down from, it came down from Lake Tahoe, and it ran all the way to Placerville, right on down to down towards Sacramento, and they finally apprehended the guy. But CHP, who was trying to put out spikes to stop the guy, he went after that guy and actually hit him head on and killed him. I've often felt when I drive over the bridge, you know, because I drive over that same bridge on the way home every day, that that guy, you know, basically hangs out there. So I'm wondering if we tried to do a little EVP work with him, but with the freeway there, it's so hard to pick up anything. It's just almost impossible.
Well,
so I just kind
of, you remember what his name was?
Remote.
That's interesting. Remote. He's almost saying like I'm remote. I'm not. I don't remember the officer's name. I think we could pull that up and take a look. It was just
Gill instead of Nell.
Pardon me?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have every word in the obelisk, and I was just wondering, could it have been Neil instead of Nell, and that's the nearest thing they could find?
It could be, but it seems like sometimes they'll make up words that it just seems to kind of combine two. Whatever it does to influence the ovulus, it will combine these into new patterns, and we get some different behaviors out of it. Now, right now, I've got it in
car.
Car rolled.
Matt. Evade.
Huh. Car rolled. Something with a car roll.
Right. Minute.
Well, it probably rolled over him. It might
Seven.
Be.
Gin. Drivel.
Drivel.
Apple.
All. And we've got this in.
Can you ask him his name again, his first name?
What is your name?
Lloyd.
Lloyd?
Mercury. Drink.
Property.
On your property, evidently.
Very likely. I've never done this on air, so it's a first for us. It's kind of maddening because you can either. Sometimes this thing will just be babbling away and not making a lot of sense, and other times it'll start hitting and.
Upstairs.
Really. Now, I don't have an upstairs here.
Maybe there was a house there before y'all's. Yes.
Yes.
There was.
So it said something
safe.
Like safe. He was safe upstairs. Or he's safe upstairs right now. What he's meaning maybe is he's safe. He's fine where he's at. He's in, you know, now that he's on the other side. That might be a particular way to interpret it. I don't know.
And what do you feel? What do you feel from him saying all this?
With regard to this?
Yes.
I think that sometimes it we're picking up prey. I honestly, I think tonight it's doing some pretty unusual things that lead me to believe there's something, someone influencing it. But other times I've had it where it's just absolutely doing nothing.
Direct.
Now, I hear that drac or direct quite a bit. But I just believe that it does this.
Right.
Light.
He's I'm not even touching it. It's just sitting way over away from me. I've got it on an audio cable about 4 feet away. Yeah.
Can you ask him his name again just to see if he'll repeat it?
Why don't you do it? Go ahead now.
Everett.
Camera.
Oh, camera.
It said camera. What's your name?
Sly.
Sly?
How many of them are of you? How many of you are there?
How many of you are here with us today? Can you say, give us a number? Now they got stage fright.
Blender.
Are you saying there's a lot of you? Oh, come on. We know you can
Error.
Error. Just.
Oh, I thought he said Edward.
No, it said error.
Oh.
Come on. Speak to us. I know you're there. I don't have the feeling of the, where I'll get that cold sensation. You know the kind you get.
Potter.
It's saying that Potter name over and over again, so I'm beginning to wonder if a person named Potter is one of these people. If when we ask for the name.
Mutt.
And it says almost all the obvious, almost all of these I've heard, and he said car again. It seems like when ovuluses key into a particular entity, what ends up happening is you get these themed words keep coming in, and they'll repeat over and over again, and so it's almost like they...
Angel.
Here we go again.
Ghost.
Angel ghost. So I think that we do have a presence here, because that's... What do you think? That's pretty good, huh?
I think so. I think it's great.
Yeah, I just
that
think
thing.
That it's...
Died.
Died. Angel
nice.
Ghost died. And it said something similar to that several minutes back, so I'm wondering. Anybody else in the audience want to pose a question? And we'll go ahead, just throw that out there in the chat room.
I'd like to ask another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What frequency can we put our equipment on to get better connection with the spirit world?
Okay, what frequency can Kathy put her equipment on to get a better connection with you in the spirit world? I'll laugh if it says 42.
Had one time tell us 47.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about ready to...
Running.
Much running? What frequency can Kathy put on her use to pick you up better when you do EVP work with people? What frequency should she use? Is it 1? 2? 47? I think it's good. I think we've kind of run its course with this, so I don't know.
I know you want to go to that Frank's box, don't you?
Actually, not so much. I mean, it's it was really going pretty well there, and then it just kind of dried up, and that's kind of how it's been. And these things go through batteries like no tomorrow. When you do an evening work with an ovulus, it's definitely a full-blown computer, and you're going to run a lot of juice through. I watched Keith on the USS Hornet. Keith, I think, Ledoux is his last name. Real nice guy. Pardon me?
Keith Gage. Is not Keith Gage?
No, it's Keith. He's on the USS Hornet. He's the lead docent, and he's one of the reasons the Hornet was saved. And I've met him several times. He was on the episode with Taps, where they did the reveal for him and all that. He actually is one of the only. There's only about 20 of these in the world. He has an Ovulus 2 Model 2. I think, and it has a whole different set of capabilities. It has a little built-in speaker. And he uses that. And he always walks around with, he'll buy, 9-volt batteries by the 5-pack. And he'll be ready to change them out because he uses the heck out of that thing. It's just a really great device. I know he believes in it. And with the amount of stuff that happens on Hornet, it's surprising. But I'm going to go with it soft.
Think.
Raptor. Captor.
Yes.
Oh, I thought he said mentor.
Friend.
Aw.
Well, thank you. Is there any last message you have for us? Well, come on.
Light.
Go to the light. All right, I'll stop it at that. There we go. Yeah, it's just, and what do we got? Somebody's saying here about lithium? Yeah, lithium batteries, that's right. Angel Ghost, Potter Upstairs, Blender Surgery, and Car. And so it kept saying about Angel and Ghost. The Potter name kept coming up. Upstairs, Upstairs seems to come up a lot, but we had a case, we call it the 67th Street case in Sacramento that was interesting because it kept pointing to a spirit that was upstairs. And when we did the upstairs was, we were in a garage and there was a set of stairs leading up into the formal house. And the EVPs we got supported what the ovulus was saying. And it also said the name of the person that had died a year prior that we only learned about during the case, that there had been this kind of not talking about his passing, shall we say, by the family, and it was very emotional for them. And it was really one of the more gratifying cases because it was almost like a healing because these people, when we kind of zeroed in on that, some of us who were able to sense there was not everything being told when we told them that, and then the equipment started working with us to kind of drill right into it. They were actually crying because the ovulus was saying actually said his name. Stuff that was not in the, in the ovulus dictionary, of course, and they were just blown away. So, they came away feeling a lot better. And we have actually finished the case review for that, and I was supposed to do the reveal here last week, but I could not get there. So we're going to do the reveal on February 7th. And I may actually be able to get a release from them to post some of the evidence from that because it was we think that in some of that, that case, there's a portal operating in the home because it was more than just one spirit. It was actually a remarkable amount of evidence we picked up there. Have you ever done a Frank?
Gary had a good question in there.
What's that?
Gary had a good question in there.
Oh, where was that at? I'm looking for. Do you remember which question? Because I can't see the. I'm looking here.
Can you say a word and ask him to repeat it?
I could try it. Let me turn it back on. It's going to go crazy again. And
it's on there, Moon, Peter.
Peter.
Fire. Moon.
Moon. Moon. We're being mooned.
Thundered.
Can you ask him to repeat a word that you say?
Yeah, can you repeat? Can you repeat a word more than once on this?
No, I mean, can you say moon?
Can you, oh, I see, not just repeat it, but
right.
can you say moon?
Tide.
Or
remote.
Remote.
Can you say moon?
Quick. Can you say moon?
Men. Apple.
The moon's not an apple.
Moon.
Now, if a ghost moons me, I'm going to be saying this is over. Ghost farts, and then now I'm being mooned. Oh no! This is not good. Oh no!
Running.
Don't do the run.
Did he say moon?
No, he said Mel. Can you say moon? Come on. You can do it. I don't know. I think it's run its course.
Maybe.
I'm going to set it down.
That's good.
Sexy?
Surgery.
Sexy surgery. Okay, somebody's going to have cystic surgery. Okay. All right, I'm going to turn you off. I don't think we're going to get much more out of it. This thing is, I think the battery is getting...
Axe.
All right, off you go. I think that was a good successful first try, on the air. Yeah, I think what I'll do is I've got a power supply that'll probably make it a little bit more workable. And then I've got audio cable. I can run that further away from me so that if there wasn't energy trying to work with it, it wouldn't have to be like right next to me here at my station that I'm working out of. So we'll try that again here. I think we'll do that, do another one of these shows in about a month. Maybe we do this monthly and see what happens. Good questions, though, from everybody. Thank you. Have you ever worked, though, with these ghost boxes before?
No. The Frank box? No.
Yeah, oddly enough, I mean, on the GRI website, if you go out there, you'll see from November, I put out an article with a whole bunch of information about how you can get hold of the radio for about $30. You can actually buy this radio, and there's very precise instructions out on YouTube, and I included the videos in the article.
You're talking about the Shack Hack, something like that?
Yeah, it's a Shack Hack. So it's just basically there's a single pin on this box, and it's interesting. It's the model number, 12-587, if you go out on the Radio Shack website. You can pick this particular model up either there or online, and I had mine shipped to me. Came remarkably quickly, and was able to open it up in 10 minutes. I had the modification done. It was a screwdriver and a pair of pliers. That's all it took.
Now, Christine and I have used one of those, the Shack Hack boxes, on the telephone.
Oh, and how did it work?
It worked great.
Were you getting, that's what happened to me. I mean, I did a session with this. I got it, I made the change, I looked at it, and I played with it, and I thought, okay, I'll wait a while before I actually try this. So December 30th, I had nothing going on, and I thought, I'll try this. So I just sat down on the floor, had a cup of coffee, set the box down, had a EVP recorder about 3 feet from it. Flipped on the recorder and set the thing in scan mode and started asking questions. And the part that was amazing was very clearly, I asked, standard questions because I didn't know who I was going to get. I got what appeared to be some fairly high-level entities coming through because what ended up happening is one of them said, "We're watching over your father." And another one absolutely clearly came through, and I played this for my mother. It said, "We're here with you, John," and it said it just like that. I mean, it was, I'll definitely on the next show that we do of this, I'll bring some of those EVPs in and play them for you guys, because it was just that high of quality. They were just awesome.
That sounds cool.
So, yeah, for years, I mean, was it the same way that you just get are they almost like volunteering information, not just responding? They're actually trying to lead conversation.
I noticed that too.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of things were you getting out of it when you did it with the hack box?
Oh my gosh, what didn't we get? We got that's where we got the frequency, 47 megahertz, and it was amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we? I'm going to do something here. Let me look at the.
But it was random stuff that we were asking, just random. But that was one major question that we asked that actually got an answer. She asked, "So I've got it too low?" And they'd say yes. And, they pretty much answered all our questions.
Well, I'll tell you what. My voice is needing a little bit of lubrication, as in water. And I'm probably sure that some of you probably want to take a brief bathroom break or want to just get away for a second. So why don't we take a break? I'm going to go get some water and come right back. play a little music, and then we'll go into some Shack Hack stuff, and we'll be right back in just about maybe a couple of minutes. So let's go ahead and do our thing here. And whoops, here goes the... First, we'll do our station ident, as always. Here you go.
This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com.
That guy sounds just like
me. Do what?
Sounds just like me.
It does.
Mustang. Mustang, this is Ghost Rider 203. I've got him inbound. Bogey heading 270 at 10 miles. 900 knots closure.
Ghost Rider, take Angels 10, left 30.
Are we supposed to have visitors today?
Negative, sir.
We got visitors tonight. Got a full house there in the chat room. We got Kathy's Distant Echoes. Denise, hey, sweetheart, good to see you. Dominica La More. Love that name. Gary over at UKPN. And we've got Greeny. Hello, Greeny. I like that. All lowercase Greeny. Karen's Dream over there in Phoenix, Arizona. Land of the Rising Phoenix. Queenie Tilda AP, or Quinny. Spin Dave and Tilda. Good to see all of you. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to be doing a little bit of it's been an experimental show, and I think it's been going so well, we're going to probably do this once a month. And, you know, Kathy and I are kind of partnering up and helping each other's shows and doing stuff together. She's come in and been co-host tonight and doing a fabulous job. So thank you for coming on, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
And
I'm enjoying it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and I'm enjoying it too. We just love having you guys on, and you on, and then all these other nice folks are showing in. We got Quinny is sitting here with a GRI. lots of parentheses. I like that. That's good. But what we're going to do tonight, I got my voice all back in gear here. Got the water nearby. We're going to go ahead and try the Shack Hack on the air, and I've got that tied into the mixer, and I don't know what's going to happen. So what we'll do is, why don't we get the chat room folks to pop a few questions up that I could read. I'll try a few of my own, but if you just want to throw out a question, let's try to get two or three of those, and I'll just feed those into the stream when I'm asking questions and see what we get. And it's the thing with doing this, now I'll just remind everybody, when you do this, you often will miss the first, you'll miss the message being played when you're listening live on the air like this, or miss it when you're listening in person. It's only when you go back and you play play the tape back, or in this case, play the show over again, that you may hear more than was there in the beginning. And this happens an awful lot with EVP. And what I mean is, it seems like EVPs are almost like photographs. Like the old, you know, like Polaroid. You remember Polaroid photographs? They would, you take the pictures, and they would slowly develop over time, and you would end up, it'd take about 10 minutes for the photo to fully develop and finally fix to where it needed to be. That seems to happen with EVP. More than one, EVP researcher has noticed this, and I don't know. Have you seen that, Kathy? I mean, with some of the stuff you've done, it changed over time.
Yes, it really has.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems like, you did a good job listening to it the first time, and you'll come back to it, and you'll hear almost a completely different message. It just seems like it just evolved on you, and so it's good to pay attention to go back and listen to the stuff you have.
I've also noticed too that people can hear different things, you know, hear it in a different way. Like I would hear it say, happy spirit, and somebody else would hear it say, something else and something else. But we're beginning to think that they're saying it all, because they have that ability, I do believe, to say what they want to and just send it out. And you know, have everybody hear it differently, and we all put it together, and this is what we've come up with. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. It just seems like it's almost, depending on how you play it back, I don't know, some of mine, they just seem to fix in. Sometimes it takes about 3 weeks. That's kind of about the period I've noticed where the first time I hear it, right after I get a case, started, and I catalog it, come back again, and I'll re-listen to it again, and some of them will have changed, and it just seems like it's in that 3 to 4 week period. So often, sometimes we even leave cases that we just let them sit a month, and then we'll go into the evidence analysis, and by that time they've, quote, fixed, if you will. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to go ahead and fire this baby up and put it in scan mode. Here we go, and I'll turn up the microphone here. All right. So, this is so cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Denise in Florida asks, do any of the spirits know anybody here in the chat room? I thought I heard a no.
That's what I heard, a no.
I'm going to make a slight change for the setup here.
And
10. Did you hear that?
I did.
It almost sounded like the that almost sounded like the ovulus, but the ovulus is off here.
It does in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah. I heard that. It isn't? All right. How many of you are here listening to us in the on the radio show here and are going to communicate through the chat box?
I heard 24.
I heard that. I almost heard something like a 24.
Dominica has a question.
Yeah, what's Dominica?
Are ghosts perceived as angels?
Are ghosts the same as angels? I thought I heard something. I swore I heard like an undercurrent of a voice there. Are ghosts the same as angels? Can you say that again for us?
Bellinger saying often.
What was that, Kathy?
Often.
I'll turn it down here a little.
Often. Sounds like they're saying often.
Often.
Yeah.
So is it most of the time it's a ghost and an angel can be the same thing? There was that same voice. It sounded like the ovulus, except it just a snippet. What frequencies should Kathy use to listen to you better? 37?
I heard that.
Okay, Karen asked, what in your time, what date is it? I heard like 178 when it came back with that.
Is that BC or AD?
Is it before Christ or after Christ? What date is it right now today here in our time? All right. Gary over at UKPN has got a good question. What's your name? I heard a male voice. Now, I heard a male voice. You hear that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll have to get that off playback.
And Quinny's got a good question. Is there a frequency 10?
Is there a frequency 10 that would be good for listening to you on? Yes or no? Whoa. I thought I heard yes. Now, that was almost like a fragment of a sentence right there. You heard that, Kathy?
I did, yeah. And Gary said he thought he heard Freddy.
Okay. Is your name Freddy? That was a male response right there.
Yeah, that was the same voice.
Yeah. Are you an angel?
7.
Up.
Look up. Did you hear that?
I did.
Wow. So look up to see you, huh? This is going to be so good to analyze when we get this back, and I can play it back and see what we have. Bring up. Can you say your names? I heard just as I talk, sometimes that guy comes through.
And he said
upstairs.
Gary just heard it too.
Yeah, it seems like there's several standing around. Do you know my name? Last December 30th, I used this same technique in this same room, and you told me who the master teacher, who the master was. Can you say the name of that master for me again? It wasn't that. It said Rosie or Rose. There, and just as you did that, it always comes in with that same voice, just as we talk.
How many of you are there?
How many of you are here with us tonight?
Did you say 100?
So I heard something like a 30 or 130.
Oh, okay.
This is actually a pretty cool technique. I mean, broadcasting it like this is different.
Dominica wants to know if they have a message or a request.
Do you have a message for us, or we'll start with that. Well, do you have a message? Did you hear that? I heard a woman say love. Did you pick that up, Kathy?
I did.
Yeah. All right.
Is the spirit's name Tony?
Is the spirit's name Tony? I heard Tony.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got.
And what was it that Domenica had a question also? Is there a request that you have of us? What can we do for you? That sounds like sentences being run on. It's hard to catch it, but when we play it back on that. Let's try it one more time. Is there anything we can do for you? It sounds like we're getting sentences back, but I can't. It's going so quickly. You know what I mean? It's just like right on the edge of us understanding. Got any more, Kathy?
No, I really don't.
Okay, I'll play around here. We'll see. Are any of you the spirits that are here on our ranch? Are any of you here talking with us tonight? Are you the two guys that like to come out and stand outside my my home at 3 o'clock in the morning and have your conversations, and I finally ran you off? Yes. Sounds like they need help. Much verbiage is what Dominica says. Tell them one at a time. Okay, one at a time. You're all trying to speak at the same time. And remember, we're in this time here. It's a little harder for us. So can one of you tell us your name?
March.
March?
Did
you
March?
Hear that?
I heard a name.
March. It was like March. Ask them to repeat the word spirit. Can you repeat the word spirit?
I heard that.
Did you hear that too?
I did. I heard spirit.
Yeah, it was like low. It was spirit, like spirit.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The whisper.
How Quinny's getting vibrations. All right, one at a time again. Can you tell us, let's have one of the women spirits speak your name. Can you tell us your name? I heard a woman. Marcy. I heard Marcy. Marge and Marcy. All right, let's try the men. One of the men, give us your name. Oh, they're not talking as much. One at a time, men, one of the male spirits. Okay, there was something. Was one of you named Bud? Okay, Denise is hearing David. And what I'll do also on this is save all the chat room comments so we can have these to look back on when we do the analysis. Any more questions from the chat room?
Dominica thought she heard Bud.
And Karen says she's heard Ike. Is Ike out there?
I heard that, yes.
What was that? I heard...
Said yes.
It's something like miss me. Steven, I heard Steven. That's me. Steven, I said Steven and he said, that's me. Did you hear that? That's amazing. That is really cool. Is there any final message that any of you would like to give our audience before we close it off for tonight? I heard something like love her or love.
I heard love too.
All right. Would you like us to do this once a month and we can set up a regular time? Okay, let's try it one more time. One at a time. If one of you can come through very strong and clear for us. We're going to do this once a month. Would you like to come back and spend time with us? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes. I heard that, yes.
Okay, I'm going to bring this down. That was really great.
I've noticed that if we all are persistent with our, you know, doing our AVPs the right day, the right time, you know, on a constant or you know, you'll tend to get the people better.
Yeah, I think that maybe if we do this like a midweek show like this once a month, I'm not sure what the calendar says right now. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
You know, like every Tuesday at 8 or every, you know, whatever. But when you keep that
up. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll pick a time for the next one, and we'll just set this up on a kind of staggered schedule, and we'll just do EVP night and run through basically this whole technique we pioneered tonight. So I think this will be a lot of fun.
You had a best time. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, we had a really full audience here. I mean, everybody, just thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and rattle off this the list to everybody who's been through. We've got Agape for Loves. I like that. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Never heard of her. I wonder where she's at. Denise in Florida. I don't know where you live. I know you're somewhere in Florida, big state. So I'm not sure, but somehow I feel it's like middle Florida someplace, but maybe I'm off. Who knows? Dominica Ramore. I love that name. I just love that name. Karen loves this. Karen's there. We got Gary from UKPN. And Gary, that sounds like an interesting... it looks like it's a paranormal group you're with. If you're in the UK, you know, go ahead and pop your website out on the chat room. Maybe folks would love to get a look at that. We got Greeny is with us. Good to have you here. Guest 8577 and guest 8580. Good to see you guys. You're the mysterious people. We never know who you are. Oh, you're in Clearwater near Tampa, so I was kind of right in the middle. I kind of felt about right. Karen's Dream over there in Phoenix, Arizona. In the land of the best. We got Queenie Tilda AP, Spin Dave, and Tilda. I just like that name, Tilda. That's Spin
and
Dave.
Gary says it's 5:25 in the morning over there in the UK for him. He stayed up just listening to you.
Wow. Well, hey, we're really honored. And, you know, go get some breakfast, my friend. You're going to need that. And we got Tilda has... www.abookofinsight.com is the address for them. Gary over at UKPN has ukparanormalnetwork.co.uk. So we'll post those links here right after the show. I'll put them up on the show blog so people can go back and find those. And I'll save off all the chat room comments. So we'll have everything tied in. Now, what I'm going to ask everybody to do is, you know, about 20 minutes from now, when the show finally goes through its archive post-processing, is which what Blog Talk does, the show will be available for download. For those of you who are dedicated enough, go back and re-listen to the show and pay attention to, if you do see something in the playback, note the time, how far into the recording it is. And then get a hold of me. Contact me either through my Blog Talk email or go to www.ghost-writer-investigations.com. Go to our contact link, and you'll be able to get a message straight to me at the contact link. And I'll definitely respond with you, and we can converse. And what will happen is we will take the extracts that we get from you guys, go and look, see if we find out if it is an EVP or if it's explainable. And we will then take that and play that back at the next show. So we'll start feeding off this first show, kickstarting this, and carry on forward. Also, you know, I think what would be a really good idea, too, is for those of you who have EVPs of your own who you would like to share, again, get me through the contact link or here through Blog Talk. And we'd be interested in your stories, so just go ahead and send those in. And we'd like to hear what you go through getting your EVPs and some of your cases and things like that. So. Definitely, we're trying to open this up a bit and learn from each other and feed up and help one another. It's really hard work doing this paranormal research, but, you know, we're all in this together, and I think it's a great thing. Boy, the chat room's really just kicking along here. This is good. I'm just going to leave it up a little bit even after the show winds down. So, Kathy, again, it was just lovely having you, and I'll definitely be if we can get a time worked out offline, I'll give you a call. And then I can appear on your show tomorrow or next Thursday or whichever way we work it. But I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Okay. All right. I'd love that.
Okay. We're at 9:29 and 32 seconds on the atomic clock scale. I feel weird having an atomic clock right in front of me. I feel like it's going to go radioactive or something. It's atomic. Let's see. I'm going to just step away from the mic for a second. And let's put a little low music on. Oh, here we go.
Troops is filmed on location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
It's a DRI tradition, but I have to say that. Let's see. We'll do a little danger sound. I'll get that ready to go. And let's see. By the way, this coming Friday, if I can find the, here we go. We're doing this show right now. On Friday at 8 o'clock, we're going to be interviewing the Northern Alliance of Paranormal Investigators. That should be pretty good. I think they're out of Wisconsin. On the 24th, we're going to also have a show. We're going to be interviewing Ghost Chasers Incorporated. And the much-delayed show with Lania Lee, author of Skulls of Salvation, special Monday show, the 25th at 8 o'clock in the evening, Pacific. So we got a lot of shows this month, and then we're finally transitioning I think I'm off the air. I think I am. Oh, boy, I ran out. Darn. Anyway, Kathy, at least you're still listening to me.
I am.
So, I love you, darling. So I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead here. I got talking and didn't look at the bloody clock. I hate when I do that. So what do you think?
I advertised this show so heavy tonight. I'm surprised more wasn't in here.
Well, you know what's funny is my numbers have come up. I've been watching the meter, and I went up over 1,000 listens in just a real short time. I was like, "Well, what?" I blew from 5,000 over to 6,000 like in no time, and it's already pegged well past 6,000. So thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. But I think we're on a roll here, and some of the things we're doing, some of these new techniques and ideas, I think it's going to bring people in, and hopefully. Them too. I hope that does a bunch for people.
Stuff lies anyway, so you have a good rapport with them.
Well, thank you, and so do you. I mean, I just think that we're onto something with this whole idea of the online EVP. Who knows? I mean, if even two people go in there and do the analysis like that, and they come back with something, that'll be great. I'll go ahead and do a few myself, walk through the evidence, and see what we get, but. Yeah, I like the idea of doing this once a month if you're willing to come on and co-host it with me. That would be really – okay, well, then we'll do that. I'll set it up with a staggered broadcast schedule and get that going. And so why don't we go ahead? We'll call it. I'll play a little bit of Danger Zone to send us off, and we will go from there. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, see you later. Here we
bye.
Go.
I love you.
Love you, too.